The UW System Board of Regents unanimously passed the system's 2015-17 biennial budget proposal yesterday, which includes a request for $95 million over the next 2 years.
The budget raised eyebrows given the size of the request and the fact that Governor Walker has said that no state agency would be granted budget increases. UW System President Ray Cross joins us now for more details about this request. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, you've asked the state for a $95 million increase for the 2015-2017 biennial budget cycle. Is this a little optimistic given that the governor has said state agencies shouldn't expect an increase?
Well, we're not really technically similar to other state agencies, even though we're part of the state, so I understand that. But we've been having conversations with him all along about this and about the components of it, and we believe that this is an investment in those things the state needs to invest in order to generate the kind of jobs to secure the kind of economic growth that this state needs. And he's sympathetic to that. We've had a number of conversations with his staff and others in the executive branch, as well as legislators. This is the kind of stuff they would like to be able to do. I think the big question is, can we afford it? Yeah, that's a fair question. And there are a lot of fair questions about this proposal. The whole idea is to put a proposal on the table that we think helps the state's economy, helps generate jobs, jobs that create jobs. And I think that's what the state needs. And so we're putting it on the table, and we're more than willing to engage in that conversation.
So talk a little bit about what this money would go toward. I understand it's called the Talent Development Initiative.
That the Talent Development Initiative has three components. The Talent Path. The Talent Path is to help escort more students into and through the educational pipeline. We have to do a better job on the front end of getting students into the system, in through high school and into the system. We have to do a better job of retaining them. We have to do a better job of connecting them to employers and businesses in the state through a multitude of means. So those are the people, the young working adults, that will fuel the economy in the future, particularly if we can educate them in areas of high impact. And that's the focus of this effort. So that's the talent path. The second is the talent infrastructure. In order to do that, I need faculty and programs, whether it's water-related or it's nursing or it's engineering or it's biology or science. Those programs, for the most part, enrollment is full. So I'm at capacity. How do I grow those programs? I just take nursing, for instance. I think there's a 36% gap over the next few years in that area. It's hard to find nursing faculty. We need those kinds of programs. And so I need the infrastructure to support that in terms of people, the support systems and facilities. We mostly have a lot of the facilities, but we need equipment and things like that. So the infrastructure to support that growth is important. The third piece, and I'm going on here, Cynthia, but the third piece is the whole talent-based economy. It's one thing to have high-impact jobs and high-impact talent, but you also need to create high-impact opportunities. So we need to launch businesses and grow businesses, particularly in high-impact areas.
Well, the UW system had been in the news previously for a $650 million cash reserve. And some might say, well, why do you need more money now?
Well, first of all, the state operates on a cash accounting basis. So what you have in the bank at any given time is considered cash. In reality, we probably should be operating on an accrual basis because 40% of that money was due or owed. I had an invoice, a purchase order, a bill for that money. So that's really not cash in the bank, even though it appears that way in a cash accounting system. Another 20% was planned. We had actual plans to repair a roof or fix this or do something like that. And another 20% is designated. It's in a box. I can only spend it on items within that box. So we really had less than roughly $200 million in that box that could be called reserves. The rest of it was committed in some fashion. Now, The challenge for us is to explain that clearly, document that well. We didn't, I don't think, explain it as well as we could have. It wasn't as clearly understood. And so it looked out of place. And so I understand that. That's important. I argue that if we can't explain that well, there's no way we can expect to have a positive budget this year. So the burden is on us. Those are all fair questions, not only coming from legislators who represent the public, but internally, our own people are raising those questions.
Why make this proposal for a request for a $95 million investment in this talent initiative now, rather than, say, waiting for the next biennial budget, 2 more years?
Well, the state's economy has been growing at about a 3.3% rate annually for the last 10 years, average. Wisconsin's economy is growing at about Minnesota's growing at about 3.5. North Dakota is about 8.0, for obvious reasons, different reasons. The challenge here is, are we content by the time you subtract inflation out of that? You're really down to 1.5%. So are we content to have our economy grow at a 1 to 1.5% real rate, and that limits the amount of job opportunities? No, I think we want it to grow faster. In order to do that, in order to achieve the kind of things we all want our economy to do, we have to grow our economy faster. Now, that's not the only thing the university does. It's important to understand that, but the university plays an incredibly important role as an economic engine, not just in developing the talent, but creating the ideas, the innovation, those kinds of things that spawn incredible investment and spur an economy in ways that you can't imagine. All you have to do is look at Stanford and the Silicon Valley, the whole research triangle in North Carolina. Our universities are this hotbed in regionalism of just incredible economic growth. Can we spread that throughout the state? I think we can, and I think this proposal suggests that we've got an idea to do it.
And part of the proposal is also for a continuation of previous initiatives or those that are already ongoing. What do you hope to prolong and why?
Well, I think the continuation relates to the economic development incentive grants. We're calling that the talent-based economy. We have had considerable initial success with that original investment. That was our own money put forward into that. We think we can expand that tremendously. A lot of that deals with launching new companies and growing existing companies. We know that the most job growth opportunities are in those companies between 10 and 100 employees. How do we help them grow? And that's part of this challenge, as well as launching new companies. And we're committed to be a part of that.
You've made a point in your presidency at the UW system so far to repair and build relationships with lawmakers and with Governor Walker. How has that been going? And do you think that that will lead to a positive outcome with your proposal?
Oh, I don't think, Cynthia, I don't think they... my relationship will accomplish anything. These are honest, straightforward, tough critics. They look at this from a realistic perspective. I want them to. We all want them to. That's their job. And coming at it from different perspectives and challenging us every way, I like that. I think that's entirely appropriate. I think there is an improved relationship. For the most part, it's because of them. They've reached out to me and have been gracious, so I appreciate that very much. But it gives us the opportunity to talk, whether we agree or disagree. I want to be a person that listens carefully to that criticism, and I hope make adjustments where appropriate, argue vigorously for what I believe, do it with a smile and in a way that is respectful.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That was President Ray Cross of the University of Wisconsin System.